House Commerce Committee will come to order. Turn off your cell phones, everybody. Secretary will call the roll.
President Allers.
Here.
Bumgarden, Dreyer, Ingalls. Hunt.
Here.
Junky.
Here.
Noam.
Here.
Nordstrom.
Here.
Nygaard, Peterson.
Here.
Street, Willetson, Round.
Here. We do have a quorum. Take a motion for approval of the minutes from our last meeting.
Move.
Moved by Representative Hunt, seconded by Representative Peterson. Any discussion?
We have two meetings.
Two sets, that's correct. We do have, our previous meeting was, the most previous one we're talking on now is the committee meeting we had yesterday, I believe, or the Wednesday afternoon on 166. That was the informal meeting, those are the minutes we are now approving. So that is the motion for approval of the Wednesday afternoon meeting. I think that's the motion I've got right now. Any discussion on those minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Those minutes are approved. Now, for the meeting of Wednesday morning, do I have a motion to approve those minutes? Moved by Representative Peterson, seconded by Representative Hunt. Any discussion on those minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. Purpose of this meeting basically is to discuss any topics for summer study. For those that are new here, I think we just have a couple. What happens is we make a recommendation to the executive board. The executive board will then make a decision based on recommendations of the entire body. They'll send out correspondence asking which of these summer studies should be looked at. Each individual legislator will cast their votes, and then the summer studies will be decided by the executive board. And this year, I do believe we are going to be selecting three outside of the statutory sunset summer topics that we'll be having.
Where'd that come from?
Pardon?
Where'd you get that from?
Is that a question, Representative Peterson?
Yeah.
Representative Heineman and I discussed, and I think there's three, maybe four that they'll be looking at, but three I think is a number. Because we do have, by statute, we do have some sunsets we have to look at. If I may, the number can be debated back and forth. What I'm interested in this morning is topics. And if there's any suggestions from the committee for a summer study topic. And before we get into that, in House local government, we made a decision that we would support a summer study in House local government concerning the liquor licenses, alcohol sales, the number of licenses, how they're distributed, topics surrounding the sale of alcohol in the state of South Dakota. And that is one that I'm presently writing up for local government. And if the House Commerce Committee would also put their backing on that recommendation, I think it would bear a little more weight to the executive board. But if you look back at this session, we had a number of bills come up concerning providing additional liquor licenses on sale and off sale, things to do with liquor licenses. There's been a number of different bills brought up this year, and they'll come back again next year, those that were defeated. We're still dealing with one today on the floor that came out of this committee, but there will be bills coming up again next year that didn't make it this year, and probably some new ones. We never did touch the shipment of wine bill this year, and you know that topic sitting out there waiting to be brought back up to this legislature, and so that's one of the topics that we're drawing up. And if this committee would be interested in it, I could amend my or put on the recommended topic that the House Commerce Committee would also approve of that topic. But that's for you folks to decide. Any comments, discussion, or other topics? Such silence. Representative Allers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree. I think that we should take a look at the alcohol issue and deal with it. And I don't know if we need to make a motion for this. We don't. Do we have to make a motion for you to make a recommendation to them, or?
Well, if I'm going to put on my recommendation to the executive board, I am going to, in my cover letter, say that this was recommended by House Local Government. In order for me to put recommended by House Commerce, I think House Commerce Committee should give it its backing. So we can't do that unless there is a motion, and I suppose if we took a motion, then we debated the topic.
Well, I'd make a motion this time that we do address the issues of alcohol licensing and also the shipping of such product.
We have a motion by Representative Ollers to address the topic of, I'm going to basically put it in, alcohol sales and licensing in South Dakota. Would that be sufficient for the motion?
Yes, it would.
Do we have a second? Seconded by Representative Nordstrom. Is there anybody who wouldn't favor having that as a recommendation from this committee? Representative Peterson, do you have any comments? And if I may comment in response to that, I had our intern, Warren, pull up bills this year. And how many did you come up with, Warren? Eight to ten bills that dealt with it. But each of them did have a lot of notoriety. And I do anticipate bills that didn't make it this year, and discussing those bills with the sponsors and discussing other topics with some of those in the industry. There are additional topics or bills coming next year, and one of them, of course, is a shipment of wine in the state of South Dakota. We didn't have to deal with that one this year, thankfully, but it's going to come back. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I got a question for Representative Peterson. So that means you said if it ain't going to get through the board anyway. So our preferential, when we get the list with 40 topics on there, I just took what you mean. I don't care if shipment of wine and liquor comes up number one, the board's going to poo-hoo what the membership?
No.
Okay.
Basically what happens is, again, we have the summer studies that are put into law. That limits the number of people we can have. We can have as many summer studies as we've got money to handle. And they don't have to be 13-man groups. We've got 9-man groups, 11-man groups. That way you could have more on a smaller subject. You don't have to have 14, 15, 16 people trying to hash them. But when you get down and some guy comes in and say that he wants to look at the teenage garbage license, and he and one of the guys or two that put it down as first or fifth choice, they didn't get much chance to pass it. That's our point. But it's short on weight. The more people that saw on there, we'll take the top ones like that. Sometimes you can take a top one and also get one down below, which is almost the same subject, and kind of work it in there. You know, and we've all done that.
Any further discussions or any discussion on the motion that's made? Well, at this time, in order for me to say recommended by House Commerce, I think I would want a majority of members in the committee to support it. We have 8 members here today. I would like it to be on record of those who would support that. And if we get to 7, I'll add House Commerce to it. If we don't, I'll leave House Commerce on, but I'll put down individual names that would support it. This time I'll ask the secretary to call the roll on the motion to recommend summer study topic on alcohol sales and licensing in South Dakota.
Representative Ollers?
Aye.
Ingalls?
Aye.
Hunt?
No.
Junkie?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Rounds?
Aye. We do not have a majority of members of the committee supporting this, although we are missing five members this morning, we cannot take action outside of the committee. So I will ask individual members if they are interested in it, they can help draft it or put their name on there as a recommendation. If that'll carry any weight with the e-board, I don't know, but it'll still come down to the legislators themselves voting on it. But I think it's a topic that needs to be looked into. Any further discussion or other topics that we may be looking at?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Hunt?
A comment. I think your last approach to this issue is good. I mean, list any members that would add some support to it. But I think that there may be an alternative to that, as referenced by Representative Peterson. It may be appropriate for a memorandum to be prepared by LRC just to address what we know and what we've done and whatnot over the last years relative to licenses. On the shipping of wine, we've got a Supreme Court case involved, and that could be briefed, and that could all be talked about. It would be an informational memo that would probably be very, very suitable and advisable in preparation for next year, get the information out. So I think if I were you, I would it's a little late now, but I think this committee might support the preparation of a memorandum on that subject. I just have a problem with the idea of a summer study on it, because I think more of it is informational than necessarily decisional in that sense. If the chair wouldn't think it's out of order, I would certainly move that we ask LRC to do a memorandum on the issues as you've described them.
Motion from Representative Hunt for LRC to do a memorandum on the topics discussed in the sale of alcohol and licensing in South Dakota. Is there a second?
Second. Now, that would be, you're talking about, when you say alcohol generally, they'll say that's just the hard stuff. When you talk about all alcoholic beverages, wine, liquor, and beer.
An all-encompassing all.
I would also make sure
it's clear. It is seconded by Representative Peterson, so we can discuss the motion.
And I would like to see that memorandum include some references to the Supreme Court case
and
give us some of that legal history.
Well, something else, and I agree with the Representative Hunt. Something else that... There is a Supreme Court decision which came out, I believe, a year ago, April. I do have a copy of it at home. I don't have it here, but it is a lengthy one.
I could add to that, Mr. Chairman, and maybe that memo could go back to the three-tier system so that we can understand why.
Exactly. Okay. Any more further discussion? I want to add to the topic itself. One of the subject matter that has come up to me in the past several months, and it is something that would be very, very, I guess, controversial in the state of South Dakota, but other states are looking at it. One state has done it. They're finding ways of, I guess, skirting the federal mandate for the 21-year-old drinking age. And I do believe the state of Illinois is proceeding with, they are able to get around the mandate, still receive their federal funds, but they do have laws in place that are allowing 19-year-olds to consume alcohol. And that topic has been brought up to me, and I know it'll be brought up probably next year's session. I don't want to be hasty in jumping into something like that, because there are a lot of ramifications with the federal government concerning their holding up of funds. But I've heard discussion. I've looked at some memos on some statutes, and so I've got some information gathered on that. And individuals have contacted myself and other legislators up here on that topic. And that's something else that I would like to probably dig into before next session, so it doesn't hit people if somebody brings legislation. Okay. Representative Nygaard.
I was scheduled in my Health and Human Services Committee from 8 until 9.
You're on the record.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Nygaard.
Thank you. I was scheduled in Health and Human Services Committee assignment from 8 until 9. I've just arrived in room. I'd like to cast my vote for this summer study topic of alcohol regulations.
We will have to make a new motion on that, and I will tell you that the vote on that was 5-2. 6-2? Okay, 6-2. One more vote. We'll make it a 7, but right now we're on a motion from Representative Hunt to have the LRC present a memorandum on the alcohol, the sale of alcohol and licensing of alcohol to include the three-tiered system. And that was proposed by Representative Hunt. That's the discussion we're on. And I'm somewhat agreeing with Representative Hunt on this. The topic that we were discussing, Representative Nygaard, is already going to be submitted by the House Local Government Committee. That, so the topic is already going to the E-Board for recommendation. And what we discussed doing was those that want to be a part of that will be contacted and they can sign on to that recommendation. You'll have a chance to vote on that when the E-Board sends out their recommended topics for summer study. So I don't know if we would need to bring the motion back up for the House Commerce Committee to recommend that because it's already going in. But we are on the recommendation or the motion on Representative Hunt. And Representative Hunt, give him a little brief description of your motion.
Just for background information, Representative, LRC will prepare and has prepared over the years what I guess are called issue memorandums. Essentially, they do research on a particular subject and then they prepare a multi-page memorandum to give us background information, tell us what the history has been, what has been the result of maybe prior summer study groups. We'll review court cases, South Dakota cases, Supreme Court cases, whatever may be pertinent to that particular issue. And then that gets passed out to all of the legislature, if you would, and anybody else who probably wants a copy of it. But the beauty of it is that it saves a lot of us legislators from taking the time to have to do all of that research. We're all 70 of us in the House are operating from the same basic information. And while there isn't necessarily the discussion that a summer study would lead to, it makes good use of LRC time. It makes good use of our time because we can read and study that when we have a moment. We don't have to come to peer to do it and so on and so forth. So in this particular case, the issue memorandum would deal with the background and information on licensing, liquor licenses, other type of alcohol beverage licensing, prior work of other summer study groups. We also added in the wine, the shipping of wine, basically references to court cases in that regard, federal laws, anything that may apply. It would basically be a research tool for us then to use and be prepared for any legislation that might be introduced in the next couple of years.
Thank you, Representative Hunt. Representative Ingalls.
An issue memorandum or a little research paper, whatever you want to call it, is generally part of any summer study. And usually LRC, Gordon's shaking his head, but usually LRC does give us, try to give us a picture and put together some information on how things are and some of the factors involved in that topic. But I don't know that that alone is enough in this instance. We seem to see liquor bills every couple years, or every year. It seems like there's more liquor bills that come in. And maybe it is time that we try to wrap our arms around that and come up with some meaningful reform so that we could take care of that issue once and for all, at least the main parts of it. So I guess I would support, if we have a new member here that would back a summer study, I'd like to add the Commerce Committee to the request for a summer study.
Is that in the form of a substitute motion, Representative Ingalls? Representative Ingalls, is that a substitute motion on the motion?
Sure, I would make that a substitute motion.
Okay, we have a substitute motion by Representative Ingalls, seconded by Representative Nygaard to have House Commerce Committee back a summer recommendation of a summer study concerning alcohol, liquor, sales and licensing in the state of South Dakota. Representative Nygaard, and please keep it, please remind, I've got to be out of here in 2 minutes.
That must be why I overlapped my committee meetings this morning. I just want to say that the issue of the three-tier system and shipping alcohol represents a major, the challenges faced represents public policy issues that would need to be studied and testimony entered from all the aspects, from small business to large business to chambers of commerce to retail dealers, all those trade associations and all those things. I think the only place we're going to really get a handle on that is in a summer study that is focusing just on that issue and gives it more time and attention.
Okay, the chair is going to ask that we proceed with somebody asked to call the question because we are running very short of time. I think everybody knows where they stand on this issue. Would somebody please, unless there's other... Thank you, Representative Hunt. Motion to call the question, seconded by... Seconded by Representative Vollers. Okay. All those in favor of calling the question, see what I say, an aye. Opposed, nay. Okay, the motion at hand is a recommended study from the House Commerce Committee towards the study of alcohol and liquor sales and licensing in South Dakota, which would include the shipment. This is a substitute motion. All those in favor of the motion for the summer study will answer aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Ollers?
Aye.
Ingalls?
Aye.
Hunt?
No.
Junkie?
Aye.
Noam?
Aye.
Nostrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Brown?
Aye. We have a motion. Before we adjourn, please, and I know there's no discussion, but before we adjourn, I would like a personal privilege here to thank our secretary for the hard work she's done this year. Warren, you bring that up. We did get her a card. Oh, we have one person yet to sign it. Sherry has done a good job this year, put up with a lot from us. We don't know if we have the same secretary next year or not. People come and go. So on behalf of the House Commerce Committee, Sherry, you've done a wonderful job. We thank you for your time up here, and we hope to have you back next year. So thank you.
I appreciate it. This is my first year, and I have learned a lot. And it's been a privilege to serve.
And thank you. And now I will ask for that motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Hunt.
I just want to, before we do adjourn, I want to thank you for your leadership and for Representative Willison's leadership as well. We've had some pretty contentious issues up here, but you've given everybody a good time, and I appreciate the respect that you've shown the lay witnesses, the out-of-town people that come to Pier, and I think it's important that they leave here respecting our system, and I think you've contributed to that, and so thank you very much, Mr.
Chair. Thank you, Representative Hunt. Thank you. And thank you, members of the committee. It's this last year I belonged to House Commerce, and we had a wonderful committee. And when we lost a couple of members because they moved on to other committees, leadership roles, et cetera, and I looked at the committee coming in, well, we've got new people here, and it's been a wonderful committee. There's such the expertise on the different topics and the discussion we've had, the hot topics we've discussed, people did it with there's good decorum in here, and it made the job easy. So thank you, members. At this time, Representative Ingalls.
Quickly, I jumped the gun with that motion to adjourn, trying to get you out of here quick, but I think it's appropriate that we thank Doug Decker also for all his work on the committee and for being able to help us answer questions. And Doug, I have appreciated all the input you've given me over the last 3 years also.
Thank you, Mr. Decker. Now I'll entertain that motion. Motion by Representative Peterson to adjourn, seconded by Representative Ollers. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Adjourned, and thank you.